At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome to Upfront with Alan Brazil. My special guest today, Danny Murphy, of course, former Liverpool in England. Danny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're a busy boy at the moment, aren't you?
Well, I am doing okay, yeah. I'm enjoying it, though.
Well, I didn't see you were doing okay. I said you were busy.
I've got a slot on your show. That's...
And match of the day, of course. Danny, let's start with Liverpool, eh? All sort of shenanigans going on. Brendan, I wonder if Brendan's safe. You know, he's lost Pascoe, his mate, Mike Marsh, you know very well. Liverpool through and through. They are out. What's going to happen?
Well, I think he's going to be safe for now. It looks to me as if they've had a meeting and said to him, we want to shake things up. And if you want to remain in charge, your two lieutenants, if you like, are going to have to go.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I find that bizarre in a couple of ways. One, that they're being made scapegoats for the failure of last season. I say failure for a lacklustre season.
Semi-final was a huge disappointment.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Losing to Villa.
It was the way they lost, wasn't it? They didn't play particularly well. I think the big Champions League games as well, they failed. Not to get through that group was hugely disappointing. The way some things have been dealt with as well, the Gerrard, the Sterling thing, but...
Balotelli. You go back to your days at Liverpool, some of the class stars you played with. Mm. This wouldn't have happened, would it? I'm not just blaming Brendan, by the way, but the football club, there's too many things are coming out. We're finding it through press, through agents. That never happened when you were there.
No, we had Peter Robinson in the first couple of years and then Rick Parry, and everything was done in-house. Anything negative was never aired. I think the reason it's disappointing is, for me, the main failure at Liverpool last season was the players signed. Now, they've got
a lot of money spent, wasn't it?
A lot of money, and the head of recruitment there, Dave Fallows, and Barry Hunt is the chief scout. First and foremost, they have to be held responsible for
Barry Hunt, was that the old centre-half?
Yeah, and he's a good guy. I'm not saying it's just him, but whatever the whole team of recruitment there is, in conjunction with Brendan, have give the go-ahead for some of those signings. And most of them have failed big time. Now, there have been one or two decent ones who've done okay over the last couple of seasons, but overall, I would say the recruitment's been poor.
Yeah, what about the ones they've brought in now? Ings, look, loads of potential. Youngster, he comes in. Milner on a free. Does that, with a great suspectum, does that get the Kopites really excited about next year?
I don't think it's enough to get them excited. You think of the years gone by, Al, from your day even to mine, the type of players Liverpool signed. They were always signing the best players. And with all due respect, I like Milner, but he's never been able to hold a regular place down in City side for a reason. Is he that much different than Henderson, Lucas, Allen? You wouldn't call him a creative midfielder as such.
He's a workhorse.
But on a free, it's a good signing.
I don't want to be rude to him, because you need players.
You do.
Like Milner. But when you're talking about a class player, a Modric, someone like that, he's not that.
Exactly. And with Danny Ings, is he better than what they've already got? Potentially, maybe. But his goal record's 1-3. I mean, that's similar to you, Al, isn't it? 1-3. But
No. I think you'll find... In fact, you might be right at one club.
No, I think
you're Tottenham
1-3,
but I think 1-2 is more Brazil's liking.
I'm not being cruel to Mr. Ings, because I do like him and I think he works tremendously hard. And he is young, so he will get better. But he's not the finished article, nor is Origi, who's coming in.
Yeah, he looks raw and he looks game, but...
He's a good player, but he's not proven in the Premier League. Balotelli's struggling. Barini looks like he's off. Yeah. Lambert hasn't hit the ground running.
Not been given a chance.
No, he hasn't, actually, you're right.
To be fair. But, you know, when he's had a chance, he's looked 6 out of 10.
Yeah, and can Sturridge stay fit? So Ings is a decent one, because they're not going to pay too much for him through the tribunal, but you need some players in that Liverpool team, especially with Steven going, who are experienced and been there and done it, but can add quality. And even though Milner is experienced, does he make them better? I'm not sure.
Sterling, we still, you know, were question mark. Is he going to stay? He played for England, got booed against the Irish. It was a terrible game. He looked as if he's... John Aldridge, I think his quote was, he's disappeared up his own backside. But he blamed the agent. But Sterling's a big boy now. He's not come out and slagged his agent off saying he's gone too far, has he? So maybe his agent is just echoing what Raheem thinks. We don't know yet. So I think he'll be gone. I do. I think he'll be gone.
I do.
Just one last one on Liverpool, Dan. Klopp was going to have a break, you know, since he's left Germany. He was going to have a break. Now he's saying, well, it may necessarily not have to be a top four Premiership club to get me back in the game. Now, for me, that is like, bing, 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 Liverpool maybe, perhaps.
Well, I don't know why he's having a break. Maybe get his hair sorted. But he's a good coach, and he would suit our game, his character. We love characters in the Premier League, don't we? But I think what's happened with the two assistants means Brendan's staying. Because if they were going to make a change, they would have done it then.
Ray Wilkins told me the other day, I said, Ray, listen, I'm a Brendan fan. I like Brendan,
I like
right?
Brendan, yeah.
And I said to Ray, what would you do if you were the manager and they took away your assistant and someone you work closely as well? He said, I'm sorry, I would have had to go as well.
Couldn't agree more. I think that's the strange thing. Where is Brendan's loyalty? I mean, yes, he wants to be manager of Liverpool, but you also have a loyalty to your staff. He's made his choice. Be interesting to see who goes in there. I think quickly touching on Sterling, I don't personally think that he's yet the player people think he is.
Yeah.
I think his end product's not great. He is potentially...
Can't finish,
great.
Can he? One-on-one, can't finish.
Left foot's terrible. Yes, he could be a great player, but he's not yet. And he should have bitten Liverpool's hand off.
And Michael Owen, who you played and know very well, said, Liverpool fans don't lose sleep over Sterling if he leaves.
Well, do you know what? I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, that was today.
I completely agree with that statement. I would take now as much as they can get for him. And if that's 40 or 50, I think that's good business.
Now, Newcastle. Out goes John Carver. I don't think John had a chance.
No.
I think he inherited some bad people in terms of characters, bad characters more than people, who didn't give him on the field. His record since he took over was not good. They had to make change. Steve McLaren comes in. Now, you know Steve, and everyone tells me he's a fantastic coach.
I worked with Steve McLaren at England under Sven, and Steve took everything, all the sessions. And I have to say, he's one of the best two or three I've ever worked with, and I've worked with some great coaches.
In what way? He just made training interesting?
That mix between enjoying your training, but also preparing for the game tactically. At that level, you're more or less ability-wise, you're there or thereabouts. Yes, he can work with the younger lads, but tactically setting the team up, he was brilliant at it.
Well, did he change against different opposition?
Yeah. Well, Sven would decide that, but he would implement the tactics that Sven wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be a more... He would set up the game in training and nothing would be left unturned. No stone. I mean, every possible eventuality he would go through. Now, the only thing with Steve, of course, and you know as well as I being in the game, a good coach doesn't always mean you're going to be a good manager.
Correct.
Because you're dealing with huge egos... attitudes, rich men, young footballers.
Man management is a big part also.
Now, I have heard mixed reports. You know, I've got friends who really like him and I've got friends who've fell out with him a little bit when they've played under him. So, do Newcastle have the characters who are going to cause him a problem? I'm not sure they do. I think it's a reasonably together squad. But do they have the quality at the moment to get top eight, which is what he's been asked to do?
Top eight and a trophy, that's his aim.
Well, they need to spend at least 50 million,
at least.
More,
see, I don't think he's got the players to do that at the moment. I would, if I was him, I'd be looking at six out and six in.
I mean, this is not realistic, but if they didn't sign anyone, I'd have money on them going down.
Well, Charlie Austin's the one. Now, they love a number nine at Newcastle, don't they? Now, he looks explosive, Charlie. Someone said to me the other day, he's in the Shearer mould. No chance. He's nothing like Alan Shearer. But what he has got, he'll smash them in. Give him half a yard, half a chance. He doesn't think of passing, doesn't think of one-twos. Bang. So he could be explosive enough to be the darling of you know, the Leicester's end or whatever. You know, he could really, at the end of the day, the Geordies could take to him if they're creating chances. But don't forget, he scored goals for QPR, who were a poor side. So maybe that could be Steve's first signing.
Well, I think it could be, because I think with a year left on his contract, it'll be a realistic price. He scores all sorts of goals, which I like about him. He's a good lad by all accounts as well. I think he would be well received up there. They love, as you say, they love a striker, and to score that many goals in a awful side.
Yeah.
Let's be straight. Absolutely.
So he deserves a chance.
Deserves a chance.
But I've just got a feeling that Steve is going to have to bring. I don't think they create enough. I think they need all over.
They do
not bother about the goalie. I think Colaccini's got to go. He's too pretty for centre back for me. I would have a couple of real good centre backs, and I'd definitely bolster that midfield with someone like Charlie up front.
I think they need they need to strengthen everywhere. I think it's going to be a difficult job. Listen, most clubs in the Premier League, their success next year is going to be about recruitment.
Yeah.
The only side really you look at and you think, where can you strengthen them, is Chelsea. The rest all need to go again.
Yeah. Well, Man City have been talking about this very day. The owners come out and said, we're going to spend big.
Yeah.
We're back. And he mentioned Sterling. Mm. Now, I'm told Sterling's agent is desperate for him to go to City.
Well,
he
why.
Wants to go to Arsenal.
Wonder
but the agent's
why.
Saying, go to City, right? So there's one. Pogba, he gets a big, big mention, Pogba. Mm. And they're talking about the boy, De Bruyne. Is it De Bruyne from Wolfsburg? But they want a fortune from him. He's had a great year.
He has had a great year, but Chelsea let him go. Mourinho let him go for a reason. I'm not sure his attitude's spot on. I don't think Man City need any more egos in that squad. I think that's a risk, even though he's a talented boy. Sterling, the agent probably wants him to go to City because they'll both get weighed into.
Rafa, would he not be interested in Madrid, even as a squad player, to bring him?
I'm not sure Sterling's at the age where he could take that on culturally and linguistically. I'm not sure he's at that point. But listen, if he goes to City, he's going to be earning your type of wage, Al. You know what I mean? He's not going to be far off, is he? And the agent's going to get a good lump. So,
this is the richest man in Surrey talking.
I wish.
Yeah.
And do you know what? On Pogba, it's an interesting one because I think he's a super talent.
Oh, I like him, Dan.
I think he's a super talent. But the question mark with him, and we're yet to see him, enough of him, and in the Premier League it would be tested, is his temperament. Because at United, there are mixed reports about him being a certain type. You know, with
he
the
was
attitude.
A young kid,
know,
though, wasn't
and
he?
And that's what I was just
and
going to say.
And if Fergie had kept him 3 more weeks, he would then have been classed as a homegrown player.
Right.
That would bug Fergie till he goes to his grave.
Well, I mean, look, Chelsea bit the bullet and got Matic back.
Mm. Yes.
You know, and they said, we made a mistake here.
And how good has he been?
Unbelievable. Maybe United will go for him again.
Yeah.
They still have friends there, won't they? You know, it's. I think it would be great to see him in the Premier League because our league suits him.
Yeah.
And I was.
You don't fancy him at City along with Touré because it looks as if he's going to stay and let him bed in and then he eventually will take over from Touré.
Well.
Because Silva, you must love Silva.
Love Silva, yeah.
He's a great player.
I think Silva last season was his best year in terms of goals.
Yeah.
And he needed to do that because you can't just be pretty. You've got to have end product. I think for Pogba, if he's looking. I mean, of course, he won't have a say in who plays alongside him, but I don't think any midfielder going into City will want to play alongside just Touré. I think you'd want to be part of a three because Touré's legs going the other way last season were...
I don't defend.
Pogba could be as good a midfielder as we've seen in the Premier League if he applies himself and plays in the right system.
So we're talking about here the top boys, Chelsea we mentioned, City, Arsenal, they're going to spend as well. United are going to spend. Liverpool are nowhere near them, Dan, are they?
Well, even if they could
be
financially, even if they could be, how do you attract the players without Champions League? Stadium's not as impressive as United's and Arsenal's now. You know a lot of the foreign boys want to be London-bound. City obviously can attract them because they pay bigger wages than Liverpool.
Yep.
So they are looking for gems now, Liverpool, a Coutinho type for 10 million. They're going to have to take some risks or they're going to have to shell out huge and break their wage structure, which I don't think they'll do.
No, Tottenham United, Fellaini, he was in action the other night. Belgium beating France 4-3, scored 2. But the good news for Wales, as we build up to the qualifiers now, Fellaini doesn't play, which is great news for the Welsh.
It is good news. The only thing I would say with that is when I've watched Fellaini play for Belgium, they do tend to use his strength, which is going a bit longer more often. Whereas if he's not there, they might
play a bit more,
yeah, which... You know,
you think Wales would rather the long ball?
Well, I think they're more used to that, and they know Fellaini. But he is a threat, and I think that from set plays especially, they'll be relieved. Listen, I hope the Welsh get some. It'd be fantastic to see them in a tournament and Gareth Bale on the biggest, because Giggs never got to do it.
No, Rushy,
so close one year, weren't they?
Yeah.
Bale would be an addition to any tournament.
And Ramsey's playing well. Do you know what I mean? Then get him on the ball as well. But, of course, Hazard's there, and Belgium are a good side.
Well, Wales they've afforded themselves the luxury of being able to slip up, really, in this game. But they don't want to, of course. I think there's some brilliant fixtures this weekend. You know,
what about England? We'll go to England, then we'll come to Scotland, for me. And we'll try and fit Northern Ireland in. Oh. Sorry, our producer's there. He's from over there. But the England... Danny, I know when you pull that shot on, you've done it how many times for England? Many caps?
And... 10 caps, I think.
10, right.
Not enough.
Well, I got 13, not enough, you know. But it's difficult. They've had a little break. They've come back, so friendly. It'll be a different England against Slovenia. It will have to be.
Oh, it will be. I always found it difficult having a break before a game, whether it be for an international break, an end-of-season break, and then playing 2 weeks later. I understood the tempo being low. What disappointed me a little bit, especially with the forward players, was the quality. Now, Rooney had every excuse because he missed the end of the season for United as well, so he's not played for over a month.
And yet they're still hammering him.
Oh,
look at his goal record.
I know.
And they're still hammering him. I don't understand it. On radio, I get text emails. How did he ever get one cap? Never mind going to break records and scoring records.
He's a super.
I don't understand it.
I'm with you. I think it's a lot of jealousy with Rooney. You know, he's not everyone's cup of tea. But Lallana and Sterling disappointed me. It was a great opportunity for both of them to show Roy that they want to keep that place, because Walcott's firing again.
Yeah.
Townsend did all right when he come on.
Young Jack.
Jack
after
was the best, the, back,
the
best
problems
player on the
he
pitch.
Got on the bus with the mic, you know, the cup final celebrations, at least he showed up, didn't he?
Well, he's best player on the pitch because he tries to play forward and he tries to make things happen. He did.
For
try
me,
to...
he's got to play further forward. Yeah. He's not a defensive midfield, Danny. Is he?
I think he would be best as one in a three.
Yeah.
And giving him the license to go forward and make things happen, because he can beat people and we've seen he can score good goals. Listen, England have done brilliantly in terms of their recovery since the World Cup. I have to say that. But they have to kick on now to the next level. And that means those players who are potentially good players performing each time they put on an England shirt, and they're not. And that's a worry for Roy. And actually, the other thing with England quickly is the fact that does he yet have a formation he's completely happy with? He tried the 4-3-3 the other day. He's done the diamond to get the two strikers. I'm not sure. For me, personally, I think whatever suits Rooney the best, we should do.
And what round him?
Yeah.
Right, this big game in Dublin. One thing I'm worried about, I would take a draw now being a Scot, but we did beat them in Glasgow. Mm. I predicted we'd just beat them. We did, and it was close. The Irish home record is fantastic in Dublin. It really is, but there's going to be, I reckon there'll be 15,000 jocks inside the ground and 15,000 outside. Dublin's going to be rocking, that's for sure. But it's a tough one. As I say, I'd take a draw right now.
Well, I was there for the Poland game and it was bouncing then. So you can imagine what it'd be like against Scotland. I think a draw would be a great result for Scotland. The one thing I would say in favour of Scotland is that the Irish started the game against Poland quite nervously.
Yeah.
And I think they will again, because they know they have to win.
Yeah.
And if Scotland can get through that first 20 minutes, I think they'll get something.
It's going to be
game.
Physical as well. Martin O'Neill's already said that.
Well, you think of McCarthy, Scott Brown in the middle of the park. I'd like to see Charlie Adams start, by the way.
Well, I'm so delighted he's back in the squad, because I spoke to Charlie a while ago and he almost said, I've not given up, but I think, you know, I might have played my last game. So I am delighted for Charlie.
Well, maybe
as well.
Gordon Strachan knows he's been mixing with you a little bit. He's not too keen on that.
Oh, no, he's brought him back in.
Yeah, well, that's why.
No, you've got it wrong, Dan. Now he's started mixing with me. Gordon's listening, saying, yeah, I forgot about him. We'll chuck him back in there.
I think Charlie...
He deserves a chance, doesn't he?
He's finished the season brilliantly, and he is a game changer. He's a match winner. He can produce something from nothing. A friend of mine at Stoke, Steve Sidwell, was raving about him recently. I was chatting with him. And Scotland don't score many goals. Ireland don't either, by the way.
Yeah.
But he is someone from nothing who can have that moment of magic. Yes, defensively, he might be lacking a little bit of legs, but he'd get in my team. Yeah. All day long.
Is it so strict now playing for your national team? I remember, I know we're going to talk Northern Ireland briefly, but Northern Ireland have been brilliant and they've got a tough game at Windsor Park. I remember playing at Windsor Park one night. It was the old, you know, the home internationals. Mm. And I don't think Windsor Park's changed that much, even when I played. And I remember it was a midweek game and it was mobbed out there. It was packed. And we're just about to go out. And George Wood was our keeper. I remember big George at Arsenal and Everton. And the committee says, watch the door, watch the door. And in those days, Windsor Park floodlights, it was like four candles. It was murder.
Yeah,
and he says, watch the door. I said, what's up? And he goes in his glove bag and he fumbles with this little box. Out comes his contact lenses. And I'm thinking, and I keep winding him up. So here comes a gaffer. Here comes big Jock Steen. And he's dropping them. And I'm thinking, what chance have we got here when we go out here with them floodlights? But I think we got a draw that day a bit. It's different now, isn't it? There's no laughing and joking.
Well, yeah, football's changed in that respect. I was lucky. I was part of an era where it was still fun as well as professional. Yes, it went the other way, if you like. Everything's super strict now in terms of regimes. But I still think the best players play the best when, and I did anyway, when you're happy off the pitch. You do go out for a beer with the lads.
But you're fit.
Yeah, you're fit.
And you feel good within yourself.
Yeah, but you can't just be focused on the job the whole time, because otherwise the stress of it all now, the pressure, you have to find a release somehow. But I think the Irish, especially in Northern Ireland, have done amazingly well, and they deserve credit. A mate of mine, Steve Davis, who I played with at
I like him, good player.
He's a clever footballer. He's been really good in the qualifiers for them. He's a big player for them.
Yeah.
And this is as good a chance as they're ever going to have, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest. I think it'll be a full house.
I think for all of us, you know, Scotland's group with Poland and Germany in there, the Welsh, you've already mentioned how remarkable they've done. Mm. England's group was a pub group, easy peasy,
know,
they could do what they like. But you're right, Northern Ireland, if they can beat Romania, happy days.
Well, I think it's not a must win, which is a bonus, so they can play with a bit of freedom.
Mm.
I think for ourselves in the media, looking at the Euros coming up, if all of them can qualify, I mean, it's looking unlikely that Scotland and Republic will both do it because the Poles and Germany are looking strong.
If we get a draw, but we could be on the old Ratler next summer down to Paris, couldn't we, and down to south of France.
You know what?
I've already put mine in Saint-Tropez down that way. Or Marseille would do me.
But where's
even
your yacht now?
Well, we'll get that round. Depends. It could be Marseille Harbour or
Monaco
Harbour. Yeah. I'm just the old arms are not great now, Rowan, so we'll see. Give us predictions. England starting. Start off with England.
I think England will win comfortably 3-0?
Yeah. Away from home?
Is it away?
It is away, isn't it? Or isn't it? Yeah, is it away?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah.
I'll go 1-0, 2-0 away. I don't think it'll be easy.
3 or 4-1.
Republic of Ireland, Scotland, I'm going to go a draw, 1-1. And I'll be pleased with that.
I don't think Scotland will lose. There won't be many goals. Do you know what? I'll go 0-0.
0-0. I think Gordon's got them really
right
pumped up as well.
Yeah.
But then Martin and Ilwell. Northern Ireland, Romania. I'm hoping 1-0, but I think it's going to be tight. I'm going to go like 1-1 or 2-2.
I think you're probably right.
Romania are no mugs.
Romania decent, technically very good, but no one likes playing it.
They should have got steam in them.
I'll go for a draw as well.
A draw?
I think a 1-1.
And then Wales-Belgium, this worries me a wee bit.
I think Belgium will beat them.
Do you?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the end for Wales. I'm not being negative with that. I just think when I look at that Belgium team, they've got so much quality. And with the player of the year, Hazard, in the side, I mean, it's how do you stop him?
Yeah.
The hope is, of course, that Bale's in good form.
I'm going to go 1-1. I think the Welsh house might just get a draw.
I think Belgium beat them 2-0.
Brilliant.
And I think that even though they lose, the Welsh go through. Go on, the Welsh.
I hope so. Danny, always a pleasure. Well done, mate. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, cheers, mate. See you soon.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.